Interview
Jewel, an English series for intermediate students. Lesson 4. John Blake wanted a job in a museum. He went to see the director. While waiting for the director, he met a very strange man, Scarface. He didn't get the job because he made too many mistakes. He telephoned his friend, Mary Green. "I didn't get the job," he told her. Just then he heard some glass break. "Hold on," he said to Mary, and he ran off. He saw the broken glass. He shouted and waved his umbrella.
Waved?
Yes, waved his umbrella. Listen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Look, he's taking out his handkerchief.
Yes, and he's waving it. He's waving his handkerchief.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Can you see him?
No, I can't see him any longer. But I can see the white handkerchief. He's still waving it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So John waved his umbrella.
Yes, and shouted. The attendant came.
You there, come out! I saw you, come here! You there, come out!
Let me go!
I saw you!
Let me go!
Waving your umbrella! I saw you!
Let me go!
They started to fight. They were fighting. John hit the man. And the man hit him back. John banged his head on a glass case. Ouch! Ouch! And fell down. There were other people in the museum. They came to see what was happening.
I heard a noise.
I heard a noise, too.
We all heard the noise. Someone broke some glass. Oh, look at it.
They were fighting.
Were you fighting?
No, sir, we weren't fighting.
But we heard fighting.
The gentleman fell down.
The gentleman fell down?
And banged his head.
He banged his head?
He banged his head on this glass case.
Oh, I heard the noise.
We all heard the noise. He was fighting, wasn't he?
Oh, look at him.
Look at the glass.
Is he unconscious?
Yes, he's unconscious.
Well, fetch a doctor.
No, don't fetch a doctor. Fetch a glass of water.
Stand back, please. He needs air.
He needs a doctor.
He needs a glass of water.
He needs air.
He needs a doctor. Fetch a doctor.
He needs a glass.
Fetch a doctor. Fetch a glass of water.
Yes, go and bring a glass of water here. Go and bring the doctor here.
Fetch a doctor, that is, go and bring the doctor here.
Yes, fetch a doctor or send for a doctor. If you fetch a doctor, you go and bring him here. If you send for a doctor, you ask someone to go and bring the doctor here.
Now I understand. If I send for a doctor, I ask someone to go and carry the doctor here.
Oh, no, not carry. Bring.
Why? What's the difference?
You bring a glass of water. That's easy. Or you bring the doctor. That is, you come here with the doctor.
And what do I carry?
Anything heavy.
Porter! Porter, carry these suitcases to the train, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, he's unconscious. He doesn't know what's happening to him.
Lift him and carry him to that chair.
Oh, he's very heavy. He's unconscious. He doesn't know what's happening to him. It's very difficult to carry him.
Fetch, bring, carry. I hope I know how to use them. But what about John Blake?
He was unconscious. The director came.
Stand back.
It's the director of the museum.
It's Mr. White.
It's the director.
Stand back.
But this is Mr. Blake.
Yes, sir, it's Mr. Blake. He fell down.
He fell down?
Yes, sir. I hit him and he fell down.
You hit him?
Yes, sir.
He hit me, so I hit him. Then he fell down and banged his head.
Send for a doctor.
Yes, send for a doctor.
Send for a glass of water.
He waved his umbrella. I stopped him.
He waved his umbrella.
So I stopped him. Then he hit me.
Look at this glass case. Look at the glass.
Yes, sir. Someone broke the glass. Mr. Blake was waving his umbrella.
And there is no pendant here.
No pendant, sir.
The pendant is missing. Look inside this case.
Yes, sir. The pendant is missing.
It's missing.
The pendant is missing.
Who's taken the pendant? Has someone stolen it?
Yes, someone has stolen it. But who? I don't know either. But now, let's work a bit. Exercise your English. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
John was waving his umbrella.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. He was waving his umbrella.
Listen, speak, listen.
John was waving his umbrella.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. He was waving his umbrella.
John broke the glass case.
No.
No, you're wrong. John didn't break the glass case.
John and the attendant were fighting.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. They were fighting.
The attendant fell down.
No.
No, you're wrong. The attendant didn't fall down.
John was unconscious.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. John was unconscious.
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
He waved his umbrella, didn't he?
No, he didn't wave his umbrella.
Listen, speak, listen.
He waved his umbrella, didn't he?
No, he didn't wave his umbrella.
You heard the noise, didn't you?
No, I didn't hear the noise.
He broke the glass, didn't he?
No, he didn't break the glass.
He fought with the attendant, didn't he?
No, he didn't fight with the attendant.
He fell down, didn't he?
No, he didn't fall down.
They brought a glass of water, didn't they?
No, they didn't bring a glass of water.
They fetched a doctor, didn't they?
No, they didn't fetch a doctor.
They went for the director, didn't they?
No, they didn't go for the director.
John hit the attendant, didn't he?
No, John didn't hit the attendant.
They stopped the thief, didn't they?
No, they didn't stop the thief.
Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
Don't give him his umbrella.
But he needs his umbrella.
Listen, speak, listen.
Don't give him his umbrella.
But he needs his umbrella.
Don't fetch a doctor.
But he needs a doctor.
Don't give him water.
But he needs water.
Don't give him money.
But he needs money.
Don't bring him cigarettes.
But he needs cigarettes.
Don't buy him a car.
But he needs a car.
Don't lend him that book.
But he needs that book.
Exercise 4. Listen to the example.
Shall I phone Mary?
No, you needn't phone her.
Listen, speak, listen.
Shall I phone Mary?
No, you needn't phone her.
Shall I send for a doctor?
No, you needn't send for a doctor.
Shall I fetch a glass of water?
No, you needn't fetch a glass of water.
Shall I open the window?
No, you needn't open the window.
Shall I speak to the director?
No, you needn't speak to the director.
Shall I stop him?
No, you needn't stop him.
Shall I call the police?
No, you needn't call the police.
Shall I go home?
No, you needn't go home.
Shall I take a taxi?
No, you needn't take a taxi.
Exercise 5. Listen to the example.
Shall I send for a doctor?
I don't need a doctor.
Listen, speak, listen.
Shall I send for a doctor?
I don't need a doctor.
Shall I order a taxi?
I don't need a taxi.
Shall I give you a drink?
I don't need a drink.
Shall I give you a book?
I don't need a book.
Shall I give you a map?
I don't need a map.
Shall I give you a cigarette?
I don't need a cigarette.
Exercise 6. Listen to the example.
Give him a pen. He needs a pen, doesn't he?
Listen, speak, listen.
Give him a pen. He needs a pen, doesn't he?
Give her a guidebook. She needs a guidebook, doesn't she?
Give him a map. He needs a map, doesn't he?
Give her an umbrella. She needs an umbrella, doesn't she?
Give him a key. He needs a key, doesn't he?
Give her a dictionary. She needs a dictionary, doesn't she?
Exercise 7. Listen to the example.
It's the police.
Stand back, please. The police are coming. Listen, speak, listen.
It's the police.
Stand back, please. The police are coming.
It's the train.
Stand back, please. The train's coming.
It's the president.
Stand back, please. The president's coming.
It's the tube.
Stand back, please. The tube's coming.
It's the ambulance.
Stand back, please. The ambulance is coming.
It's the director.
Stand back, please. The director's coming.
It's the bus.
Stand back, please. The bus is coming. Exercise 8. Listen to the example.
But this is Mr. Blake.
Yes, it's him. It's Mr. Blake.
Listen, speak, listen.
But this is Mr. Blake.
Yes, it's him. It's Mr. Blake.
But this is the attendant.
Yes, it's him. It's the attendant.
But this is Mary Green.
Yes, it's her. It's Mary Green.
But this is the police.
Yes, it's them. It's the police.
But this is the director.
Yes, it's him. It's the director.
But this is the famous actress.
Yes, it's her. It's the famous actress.
But this is the landlady.
Yes, it's her. It's the landlady.
But this is the delegation.
Yes, it's them. It's the delegation.
Now let's hear our story once again. John Blake heard some glass breaking in the museum. He went to see what was happening. Someone got hold of him from behind.
You there, come out! I saw you, come here! You there, come out!
Let me go!
I saw you!
Let me go!
Waving your umbrella! I saw you!
Let me go!
I heard a noise.
I heard a noise, too.
We all heard the noise. Someone broke some glass. Oh, look at it.
They were fighting. Were you fighting?
No, sir, we weren't fighting.
But we heard fighting.
The gentleman fell down.
The gentleman fell down?
And banged his head.
He banged his head.
He banged his head on this glass case.
Oh, I heard the noise.
We all heard the noise. He was fighting, wasn't he?
Oh, look at him.
Look at the glass.
Is he unconscious?
Yes, he's unconscious.
Well, fetch a doctor.
No, don't fetch a doctor. Fetch a glass of water.
Stand back, please. He needs air.
He needs a doctor.
He needs a glass of water.
He needs air.
He needs a doctor. Fetch a doctor.
He needs a glass of water.
Fetch a doctor.
Stand back now. Stand back.
It's the director of the museum.
It's Mr. White.
It's the director.
Stand back.
But this is Mr. Blake.
Yes, sir. It's Mr. Blake. He fell down.
He fell down?
Yes, sir. I hit him and he fell down.
You hit him?
Yes, sir. He hit me, so I hit him. Then he fell down and banged his head.
Send for a doctor.
Yes, send for a doctor.
Send for a glass of water.
He waved his umbrella. I stopped him.
He waved his umbrella.
So I stopped him. Then he hit me.
Look at this glass case. Look at the glass.
Yes, sir. Someone broke the glass. Mr. Blake was waving his umbrella.
And there is no pendant here.
No pendant, sir.
The pendant is missing. Look inside this case.
Yes, sir. The pendant is missing.
It's missing.
The pendant is missing.
Oh, my head. It aches. You banged it, sir.
Mr. Blake, you are in trouble. You are in serious trouble. Why is John Blake in serious trouble? Who stole the pendant? Listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel.